I don't know. You know, I was trying in my head to translate the kilometers because the cars have kilometers instead of miles an hour. But when that thing crossed 120 and was still going up, we were like, I mean, we're going down that thing so fast. And he doesn't mind. He's got the radio playing. He's like... Meanwhile, we're going like 150 miles an hour. Ich bin liebt in you are mine. Guten Abend all night long. Hey, well, I'm like, hey, Fritz, we're not in a hurry, we're on vacation. But anyway, here's where the controversy started up. They had an accident on the Autobahn the other day. 200 car pileup. 200 car pileup. Because the good news is, in Germany, you're allowed to drive 100 miles an hour. The bad news is, if somebody stops in front of you, how the hell are you going to stop? When you're going 100, 115, and, you know, everybody's driving them hot cars, too, because the high buck Mercedes is high buck, one of the reasons, because we got tremendous import taxes on it. Over there, you know, they're picking them up for 10 grand, so everybody's got a car that does 160, and... Anyway, a 200-car pileup. Now, I remember from my days in the police academy, when you'd come a scene on an accident, say, you know, you're driving along and you come across East-West Highway and Connecticut Avenue, and two cars went up trying to make it through the light. And like... Well, I remember when I was a lawman, I would hate life when I came upon the scene of an accident because you have to diagram it. I assume that's still the case. And I'm lousy with drawing. I mean, I can't draw worth a damn. So what they do for officers that can't draw, they have all these little miniature cars and stuff. And you dip the car in the ink, and then you stick it on the accident report, and you diagram what happened. You have to diagram the cars as they're going, as they collided, and then where they ended up. And just drawing that up for me would take me 45 minutes to an hour to do the diagram of an accident report. Not to mention getting the driver's license and the insurance from the people. And then if they didn't have insurance or they didn't have a driver's license, the arrest report for the guy or a suspended license. And that's just two people. I could spend 2 hours jacking with that. Now, what do you do when you're the police, the first officer on the scene of a 200-car pileup? I think I just turn around and go home. I ain't writing that up. I mean, that would be the rest of my police career to write up a 200-car accident. If a two-car accident took me 2 hours, a 200-car accident, I mean, you... What do you do? I mean, maybe there's a lawman that can let us know what you do, because, I mean, here in this country, every now and then you'll hear about, like, a 30-car pileup or a 50-car pileup. What do you do? Does each officer take 10 cars and write it up? I mean, how do you do that? And you know, the only person who would like that, imagine... If that was the day you were on duty as a tow truck driver. You know that day? There you are, sitting in your office, smoking your cigar. And all of a sudden, you get a call. Hey, we need you. There's been a 200-car pileup. I mean, if you were the tow truck company, you'd be like, what a day! What a fabulous day!
It's the Best of Greaseman Show.